We're in Hilchas Tfilah Siman Sadi. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. We'll be going through Sif Yud Ches. Sif Yud Gimel. Mutar Loruk Beves HaKnesses V'dor So Baraglov. One can spit in a shul, but he's got to go step on it in a way that it'll end up being covered. O Mechaseyu Begemi. Or if there's some straw or something on the floor, then you can spit directly into that, and it gets absorbed. By the way, this is not during Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's also to spit during Shmoneh Esrei. Sif Yud Dalet. Yashkim Odom Lebeis HaKnesses Kidei Sheimona Im Hayud HaRishonim. A person should get up early to go to Shul in order that he be there as one of the first 10. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Arizal was not one of the first 10, because he waited to go to shul wearing his talis and tefillin. There's an inyan in that we saw. Apparently, there was a minyan in shul before the zman of Atifas talis and tefillin, so he couldn't be one of the first 10. Mishnah Berurah also brings a Zohar Parshas Naso, excuse me, that it would be best if 10 people would get together and walk into shul together. Sif Tezvav. Im nishar odam yechidi mispaul beveis haknesses shebesodos. If one person is left alone, still davening, and he's in a shul that's out in the fields, is deserted. O afilu beveis haknesses shebeir im yitfilas mariv shemispaulim balaylo. Or even if this is a shul in town, but it's at night, and when the davening mariv. The reason why the Rama had to add that it's at night is because the Minhag Ashkenaz used to be to daven Maariv early before nightfall. Chayev Chavero Lahamtin Lo Achi Yisayim Tfiloso. The person, the one who's going to be the last person out before him, has to wait for him before leaving. Kedei Shelo Yizbalbel B'Tfiloso. Because if he's there alone and he's in Shmoneh Esrei, the fear is that he's going to get confused out of fear. So you're supposed to wait. Says the Rama, "V'yesh machmir afilu b'yom beis knesses shalanu she'im ba'ir." There are some that are machmir even in a regular shul in daylight in the middle of town. Still, you never leave somebody alone because just being alone makes people get confused. V'imarich b'bakoshos v'tachnunim eino chayv la'amtin lo. If the person is really done with Shmoneh Esrei, it's just that he's adding all kinds of bakoshos and tachanunim, how long elokai netzor. So there the halach is you don't have to wait for him. The Mishnah Berurah says that this entire halacha only applies for people that started davening together at the right time. Someone walks in towards the end of davening and starts davening. Nobody has to wait for him. The fact that he came in this late is a way of saying, I am mochel, I don't mind staying alone. Otherwise you don't come into shul so late. Sif Tezayin. Haholech baderech, someone is walking in the road, v'igia le'ir, and he got to a city, v'rotza lolinba, and he would like to stay there overnight. But there's no minyan in that city. Im lefonov adalid milin, mokam shemispalin biyud, if the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 milin, which is 72 minutes, if that amount of time, he will be able to find a minyan. So we tell him, don't stop here, keep going and get to the place of the minyan. Tzarech leilech sham. Uli achrov. How about to walk backwards? Tzarech lachzor ad mil kedei lispal biyud. He's got to go back up to the shear of 18 minutes for the sake of getting a minyan. The sides, same thing. Meaning the only time that you have to go 72 minutes would be if it's 72 minutes in the direction you're going anyway. It was just that you were going to stop things for the night. So there we tell you that you should be ready to go 72 minutes ahead to find a minyan. Whereas if we're talking about going out of your way, whether it's behind you or to the sides, the halacha is that if it's more than 18 minutes, you wouldn't have to go. So included in this is, first of all, that if you're going to lose the people that you're walking with, and you're going to end up walking alone, by the time you get there, it's going to be dark. So the halacha is that there you don't really have to. There the halacha is that you're not mechuyev to put yourself in a position where you're going to end up walking alone or that you're going to end up walking at night. What happens if you're sitting at home? How far out of your way do you have to go to daven? 18 minutes. More than an 18-minute walk, there's no chiyuv. It's a good thing to go anyway, but there's no chiyuv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is tochachas magula for these people that stay at home and daven at home and don't bother going to shul. You've got to be prepared to go at least 18 minutes out of your way in order to daven with a minyan. Now, this halacha that you're supposed to keep walking till you get to the city that's going to be davening with a minyan, this does not apply, obviously, if you're going to mizman krishma or tefillah. They're daven where you are, and even though you don't have a minyan. Further, yesh mi she'omer, she'mikol shkein, she'lo yashkim odom leilech me'ir she'mispal limba b'yud, im yachol lovo lemchos chefzo bo'ora yom godol, she'lo yeitzarech lelech esichid yachar tefillah. You're in a city that has a minyan. You're about to leave. You don't want to wait for this man tefillah to go. So the halacha is that if you're going to leave and find yourself in a place without a minyan, you're not supposed to leave. You have to daven first, unless you're going to end up losing the people you're traveling with. Or you're going to end up not making it to your next station until nightfall, where what you really want to do is go by day. The Mishnah Berurah raises another issue. Here we're talking about the halacha of losing your minyan. But we have a halacha that you're not supposed to travel before Shmoneh Esrei anyway. So what heter is there for him to leave before Shmoneh Esrei, before he davens? Forget about the issue of minyan. It's tam. It's also to travel before davening. So the answer is that if you said brachas first, then you're allowed to travel. But if you're going to lose your minyan, then you're not allowed to. Sif Yudches. Beis Medrash Kavua Kodesh Yolsumi Beis HaKnesses. A Beis Medrash Kavua has a greater Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. That's a place that people learn. Umitzvah Lispalbo Yolsumi Beis HaKnesses. And there's a greater mitzvah to daven there than to go to the shul. Vu Yishi Yispal B'yud. So you're better off learning in a davening in a Beis Medrash that one learns in with a minyan, rather than going to shul where there are many people. Even though there's a Baravam Hadras Melech, nevertheless, we say that davening, the Milo of davening in a Beis Medrash overrides the Milo of Baravam Hadras Melech. But it does not override the union of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Gross says that if you're Toroso Umnaso, if you're talking about, we'll soon see this in the Ramah, but somebody who mamish sits and learns all day, and having to leave your place to go to a minyan, the Gross says you're better off continuing on learning and davening in your own little Beis Medrash without a minyan than going to shul. Means somebody who mamish learns all the time, in a way that going to the shul is going to be bitul Torah, the halacha is that he's allowed to continue davening. He should continue davening and learning where he is in his Beis Medrash, even though he doesn't have a minyan, and not go to the big shul. Says the Ramah, V'yesh shomrim da'filu below yud odif l'spalo Beis Medrash kavua lo v'davka misha taroso umnoso v'enum izbato b'lav hachi. So this is the Ramah that the Gra is referring to. And he says that what the Ramah means is somebody that is mamish learning all the time, and by going to shul, there'll be bitul Torah. Their learning in his Beis Medrash is greater than Tefillah B'Tzibur. V'afilo achilo yargal atzmo lasos kein. The Ramah says that l'maisa you shouldn't do this. Shalo yilmedu amei aretz v'menu v'yizbathu beis haknesses. The amei aretz will start copying him, not in his learning day and night, but in the fact that he doesn't go to shul. V'kol shken shalo yasek b'torah b'beis haknesses v'zman shat zibur omin sliches u'tchines. Certainly if you're in a shul and they're in the middle of piyutim or sliches, the halachi is that you shouldn't decide, well, I'm one who sits and learns, so I'm going to sit down and learn, and I do not have to join in with the tzibur. The halachi is that you have to join in with the tzibur in order that other people not learn from you. Now, what happens if you've already davened, and you're in a shul where they're saying tchinis or whatever, or they're davening? Is it also for you to learn there, because it looks as if you're learning during davening? There we paskin not. The Mishnah Berurah says that since you've davened already, there's no problem. It's only if you're davening with them, and when they get to the piyutim, you start taking out a sefer and learning, that's where it's a mikshel for the Amei Aretz. But if you've davened already, they should understand that you've davened already, and they'll see you not davening now. Bechlal, obviously you've davened already, so they're not going to learn from you.